Welcome to Season 6 of the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. This season of the podcast is devoted to the greatest sermon ever preached, the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus teaches his people about life in the kingdom of God.
We're studying Matthew 6:24, where Jesus said, "No one can serve two masters. Either he'll hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money." Money is dangerous. Millions of people have fallen into bondage to money, or to other earthly treasures. And earthly treasures are harsh masters. They demand everything, and what they give you in return is shallow, temporary satisfaction at best. But what if you could not only escape the tyranny of those masters, but also turn around and make them your slaves? That's our topic in today's episode.
So, how do you subordinate your money to God? Number one, be generous with the poor and needy. Number two, honor God with the first fruits of all of your income. And number three, one last thing, and I'll just very quickly say this. With that remainder, whatever's left, 90%, 80%, whatever's left, give all that to God too. I'm not preaching that you should give 10% to God. I'm preaching you should give 100% to God. 100%. That's another thing that bothers me. And by the way, you know, it sounds bad. The guy that spoke yesterday was great. He is very good. I really appreciated him. But just a few things I disagreed. And one was, he talked about how to get out of debt. And he gave some very practical, helpful things about how to get out of debt. But then he kind of let us move in the direction of just think all the fun stuff you could do once you're out of debt and you retire early and you could just go off on vacations and do all this stuff. I don't think that should be our mindset. As if God, the first 10% belongs to God and the other 90% belongs to us, and 100% of us belongs to God. 100% of everything you have belongs to God. If you are a slave to Christ, all of you belongs to Him. You use that other money, the rest of it that He gave you to live on, for the purposes of His kingdom. All of it. You use it to, if you buy a car, buy that car because you need that car to carry out His calling. And buy the car that will best equip you to do what He called you to do. Everything is for His calling. Everything is for His kingdom. All of it. You know, the irony of our problem with becoming enslaved to our money is the fact that God gave us money and possessions to be our servant, not our master. It's supposed to be your slave and to serve you so you can carry out your purposes in the kingdom. You see, whichever one between God and money, whichever one you pick as a master, that other one you're actually going to be your slave. That's part of what it means to despise the other one. You make it your slave. If God is your master, money becomes your slave and you use that for your purposes, for the purposes of the kingdom and your calling. If you choose money as your master, God will become your divine bellhop, and you will start to look at God as just this servant whom you expect to meet your needs as you pursue money's purposes. Luke 19 says that money is a very small matter. He calls it a very small matter, and it's based on how you handle that very small matter, what you're going to be entrusted with in the kingdom. If you're faithful in a very small matter, you'll be entrusted with much. Your money is a very important thing. Mishandling it has grave consequences, and handling it well has wonderful consequences. And that applies to 100% of your income. Earthly treasure is a terrible master. It's a terrible God. It demands everything from you and gives you almost nothing in return. Very little. It gives you a few pleasures. Money does eliminate some problems and anxieties in your life, but it brings with it just about as many, if not more, problems and new anxieties of trying to get it and keep it and protect it and use it. And this God, it's like Dagon in the New Testament, you know, the God that kept tipping over and needed somebody to prop it back up. It's a worthless, helpless God. It's absolutely dependent on you to protect it. What kind of God is that? And in times when you're most in need, when you are crushed by life, when you are most in need of comfort or joy or strength or courage, your money will be nowhere. Some, you lose a loved one, you fall into depression, your spouse leaves you, your money will have nothing to offer you. And God's grace won't be there either, because you forfeited that when you bowed the knee to money. But if you seek God's kingdom first, all these things will be added to you. He'll supply you with everything you need to do His will. But on top of that, He Himself will be there for you. He'll always be there for you. And when you're crushed and at the bottom, His grace, there will be more than enough of His grace to supply absolutely everything you need, every physical need, every spiritual need. Choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. If money is God, serve it. If the Lord is God, serve Him. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Think about the things in this world that either have you enslaved now or in the past, or they threaten to in the future. Give some thought to how you could force those things to serve you, to become your slave, to enable you to serve Christ better.
Thank you for listening. We pray that in this series your life will be transformed by the soaring ethics, deep insights, and glorious promises of the Sermon on the Mount. We are crowdfunded ministry, so if you would like this podcast to continue, please consider supporting us with a tax-deductible gift. Just go to treasuringgod.com and click on Give. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.